The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3. Good evening and welcome to another Sunday night of Cha 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 in Blue for this Sunday, December the 6th of 2020. That's right, it's the last month of 2020, and hopefully things will pick up and start going better in the new year. Oh, God, what a year, what a year. Let's see, tonight on the show, well, you know, normally I would do a history part of the show. Tonight I'm going to be doing a tour through a lot of the local artists, so we'll be hearing from a lot of those, and I'll explain that in just a little while. We also have new music from Bowater out of the East Coast, and they have a new CD coming up. We'll hear a couple of cuts from that. Their new CD is called Who Works for Who. We also have the Canadian Folk Music Awards. They have announced the 2021 nominees, and we'll hear music from a few of those. I've filtered out the bluesiest of the bunch, so we'll hear from those people. We'll hear Durham County Poets, Sarah Jane Scooten, Maya Ray Sussex, and Crystal Shawanda. And we'll start the evening off with 5 new singles. Let's see, we've got new music here from Skylar Rogers out of Chicago, now in St. Louis, new single called Like Father, Like Daughter. The Reverend Sean Amos has a new CD, or a new single, I should say, called Digging My Potatoes. We've got Miss Bix, real name Leslie Ledvin Bixler, accompanied by Keisha Pratt, who is a 2018 International Blues Challenge winner. And they have a new song out called Red Walls. We'll hear from Annika Chambers and Derek Prosol again. They have another single called Rise Up, Resist. And we'll start the evening off with New Jersey native Trevor B. Power and his new single. It's new out of his new upcoming CD called World Gone Mad. And we'll start it off with Pandemic 2020.
Cloudy day, the pandemic. his rearview mirror. What has he done? Why are they pulling him over? Yelling and screaming to get out on the street. Cuffing his hands, pulled him right off his feet. They drag him to the curb, he's not fighting back. I don't understand why there's a gun in his back.
Getting some food for dinner. Her mama's visiting the family this weekend. She did her shift at work, started at four. Now she's making her way home. Her baby girl's at the door. They're breaking down the wall. She doesn't know why. Last sound she hears is her little baby cry. Red walls are closing in on me.
Closing in on me.
Generations of terror.
Generations
are all that I can see.
All that I can see.
Where they won't see me cry, with the day be the day that CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Hi, this is the Reverend Sean Amos, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue.
Thank you. told me nothing, except how to say goodbye. But now I can do it, not the blinking of an eye. The students become the teacher, now the whole world will see. Like father, like daughter, say, remember when I taught you? Well, you taught me one thing, how to say bye-bye. How to walk away. How to sweep it all under the rug and hope that it don't come back to bite you someday. How to say bye-bye. How to walk away. Like father, like daughter, say, remember when I taught you? How to turn around, walk away. Trying to right the wrong, but I can see the nudge change. And now I see that thinking about you don't bring me nothing but pain. The students become the teacher, not a whole wide world to see. Like father, like daughter, say, remember what I taught you? Well, you taught me one thing, how to say bye-bye. How to walk away. How to sweep it all under the rug and hope that it don't come back to bite you someday. How to say bye-bye. Remember what I taught you, how to turn around and walk away. So just keep stepping, there's nothing for you here. It's the door that's closed and the key unforged. You're never gonna make me cry. When I taught you how to turn around and walk away, you taught me how to say bye-bye. How to walk away. Cause we've been all under the rug and hope I don't come calling someday. I can say bye-bye. I can walk away. Like father, like daughter, I remember how you taught me, so I turn around and walk away.
We started the evening off with five new singles. We just heard from Skylar Rogers and her new CD, Like Father, Like Daughter. Before that, we heard from the Reverend Sean Amos, LA native, moved to Texas, and that was Digging My Potatoes. Miss Bix, real name Leslie Ledvin Bixler, featuring Keisha Pratt on that as well. Keisha is the 2018 International Blues Challenge winner, along with her band, that is. They are sharing their horror at the gripping fear confronting African Americans every single day of their lives in their new single, Red Walls. Another song of resistance before that from Annika Chambers, the 2019 Soul Blues Music Award winner and Vince Tone recording artist out of Houston, Texas, also wife of our friend Paul Delorier. And Derek Procell, who only came to the U.S., he was born at an army hospital and actually didn't even learn spent his childhood in Germany and Venezuela, didn't even know how to speak English when he first came to the States, and learned it from listening to songs and singing them. Their song was Rise Up, Resist, and we kicked it off with Trevor B. Power out of New Jersey with his new single, Pandemic 2020, the first release from his follow-up to his first CD, Everyday Angel. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Hey, guess what? The nominees have been announced for the Canadian Folk Music Awards for 2021. They are going to be given out during the events taking place on the weekends of April 9th and 10th of 2021. And I've sifted through and pulled out some of the bluesier nominations for it. And I got to tell you, any band who wins it, if it's a band, if it's a solo artist, not so bad, because they only give you one trophy. And if a band wins it, then they're going to have to do a GoFundMe type of thing or something, because they're not making any money these days. And they're going to have to get some extra trophies for the rest of the people in the band, because they get one trophy per category, and additional trophies are $300 each. But they're nice. That includes shipping. So here I pulled out a few of the bluesier people on this list. And let's see, nominated for traditional singer, a singer of the year, Kevin Harvey out of the Durham County Poets, and for their album Hand Me Down Blues. Indigenous Songwriter of the Year, well, Crystal Shawanda has a nomination for that for Church House Blues. New or Emerging Artist of the Year, Maya Ray has one for Can You See Me. English Songwriter of the Year, because they also have a Francophone Songwriter of the Year. Sarah Jane Scouten for Confessions, her CD. And Ensemble of the Year, our buddy Rob Lutz with his band Sussex for The Ocean Wide. So let's dive into this and listen to a few tracks from, well, a track each from each of them. We will start it off with Crystal Shawanda and the title track for her CD, Church House Blues.
To get my Sunday morning right, I went down to the church house to get my Sunday morning right. I caught him dancing in the aisles like the roadhouse we played last night. Oh, that preacher, he was shaking like Little Richard on speed. Up on his feet like Jerry Lee. While that big church mama was singing a song right to me. She sang Lordy, Lordy, Lordy like the bartender's last call. Yeah, she sang Lordy, Lordy like the bartender's last call. There ain't much difference in that church house. Temptation in the bottle, redemption in the Bible. Don't matter what song you sing, whether you're dancing in the aisles or dancing on the tables, let's see what Monday morning brings.
Trouble will find you, yes, trouble will find you. appreciate the truth. It makes you wanna run and hide. Your throat gets dry, your tongue gets tired. Then you start thinking maybe no one knows you lie. Now you're shady all the time.
Freedom is a choice. spirit. And I've got no money, but I've got my lyrics. I've got this six string and a whole lot of feeling. And I've got you to talk to.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Angel Forrest, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Grandfather loved Jesus. Grandma, so did she. I was a wicked baby. My father told me. Set fire to the church house at the age of 3. Was born a woman and not supposed to be. Well, father was a preacher, cursing the ground at my feet. He said, you little woman, you never listened to me. Always telling me you're not scared of the things you don't see. When you're in trouble, don't come crying to me. We'll be right back.
goes on the night prowl, and the family's asleep. I wade into the river, I wade up to my knees, where I fell for a rich man, but he didn't love me. I met him with dishonor when I put on his ring. Son of loving Caesar, your southern blood run high. Make love to your woman like you're gonna die. Never mind me what happens for her and I.
And I dialed in a station playing blues at the dark. I fell asleep each night to Muddy and Howlin' Wolf. I got my mojo wagon to play my hand-me-down blues. I took a walk downtown waiting at the traffic light. A young man playing slide, setting fire to the night. He said, my daddy told me, son, I ain't got much to give to you. No, I can't give you nothing but these old hand-me-down blues. I got the hand-me-down blues.
And those were the Durham County Poets and the title tracks from their CD, Hand Me Down Blues. Before that, we heard from Sarah Jane Scoten from her CD, Confessions and Ballad of a Southern Midwife. And I picked that one up because my own grandmother back in Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, way back when, was a midwife. And she was attended the birth of over 500 babies. Kept better records than the county, it is said. I never met the woman myself, unfortunately. I've only read a newspaper article about her. Maya Ray before that, and from her CD, Can You See Me? That was Freedom Fighter. We heard from Sussex, Rob Luce's other project, from their CD, The Ocean Wide and Looking for Trouble. And we kicked it off with Crystal Shawanda and the title track from her CD, Church House Blues. And congratulations to all of them. They are all nominees for the 2021 Canadian Folk Music Awards, which will be announced this coming April. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And let's see, let's turn to the new release deck. I'm only going to put one item on the new release deck this week. And it also comes out of the Maritimes. Bowater, an East Coast Canadian blues rock band. Let's see, they have Jonathan Reed on guitar and vocals, Greg Newhook on the bass, Mike Maddox on the drums. And this is their third studio album. And they've brought back a couple of their friends for this one as well. Bringing back, Kelly Hopp of Big Sugar on harmonica and Chris Harnett on the saxophone, Terry Campbell on the trumpet, Chris Kirby on the keys, and they're just rocking out full. They've had a lot of success, and they had the East Coast Music Awards, and they got the 2017 East Coast Music Award for Blues Recording of the Year, and bringing their career total award nominations to 5 and earning regular radio play across Atlantic Canada and the Northeastern U.S. So congratulations to them. We're going to listen to two tracks from their new CD. Let me just double check here. The CD is called Who Works for Who. We're going to hear a little bit of blues called Tonight She's Gonna Burn. But first, here's the title track. Here are Bowater with Who Works for Who.
Hands out for the rich.
That was two tracks from the new CD from Bowater, out of the East Coast, of course. And we just heard Tonight She's Gonna Burn. And before that, we heard the title track, Who Works for Who. Let's see. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's the site you got to go to if you missed something and you want to hear it, or you heard something and you want to hear it again. Just go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and just download the show. No spyware, adware, malware. We don't need to know your location. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need any of that nonsense. There's no permissions. You don't have to click on anything except to just download it as an MP3. That's it. That's all you got to do. And take it with you and enjoy it at your leisure. You know, ordinarily, I would be going into the history part of the show tonight at this part of our show. But, you know, tonight I'm going to do something a little bit different because I was informed at the end of the week that this is a SOCAN reporting time for us from this weekend. So when SOCAN gets involved, you know, they want to, you know, they monitor the Canadian content and stuff like that. But they also manage stats and things. So, you know, I figure I don't know if it makes any difference if, you know, somebody will get a 12-cent check for this or something. But you know what? I just want want to see what I can do if I can't help a few people get paid. So I'm going to help out all the local bands, a bunch of them anyway, and here we go. We're going to hear from, Dwayne Dixon, Betting on a Gambling Man, Paul Delorier Band from Bounce, we'll hear Feeling All Kinds of Good, Jim Zeller from Blues from Another Planet, we'll hear Violin Began to Play, we'll hear Steve Rose, Don't Dog Me Tonight from the Urban Blues Man, Alec McElkern Trio from The Blue and Everything. You see Alec every Tuesday night out there slogging it out, trying to make a couple of bucks from his home. And so we'll try to get him a couple of pennies here. And we'll hear Fair Verona Blues. We'll hear Ben Racine Band from their Live at Montreal and Grand New Brew. Pat Loisel from Sunny Boy Gumbo's Blues and Dreaming of My Cheesecake. We'll hear Colin Perry, Peter Micah, and Andrew Cowan. Peter Micah also, he's out there every Sunday night doing a show on his piano from his...